Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today. While great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I got tremendous pleasure from watching Dexter over the years. I don't know why you want to knock it.
Jeff Lutz.
I killed a guy in his sleep last night.
What is he, Bob Huggins? The only thing you offer this show,
I hated the voice,
is your 19 impersonations that sound the same.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Strap yourself in and feel.
What are we talking about? Pardon. My mind is elsewhere.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's a Wednesday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, co-hosting. Max Power, producing, engineering. 869-1240, the phone number. Another win last night for the Guardians over the beleaguered Kansas City Royals. Who would have thought it a week ago?
Nobody. They were up 5-2 in the eighth against the...
You were down and out. You were... selling your possessions, moving out of state. I don't know what you were doing.
I was about to. It was pretty bleak. And then suddenly you get a good seventh inning or whatever it was, eighth inning against the Royals, and you get two out of three from Pittsburgh. You get two in a row from the Royals.
Everything you can imagine had gone right for the Royals until that seventh inning, and everything you can imagine has gone wrong for them since. They've been beset by injuries.
Join the club, my man.
No, we're not joining any club.
Join it.
You haven't had any injuries over there
sure
in Cleveland. Who got hurt?
Bieber, Gavin Williams, Alex Cobb just missed a couple of starts.
Yeah.
Took Matthew Boyd a month to come back.
Yeah, but anyway, it's been remarkable. Now you got a chance to sweep them tonight. Then the Royals have Minnesota at home. They go to New York. Nobody's making a move on them in the wild card. Boston, ridiculous.
Well, the team that you might, not really, but.
Detroit.
Yeah.
I've been trying to tell you that all year.
They're not very good, but when you lose and you allow teams to sneak up on you, that's what I've been talking about with the Guardians. No one really caught them. The Guardians backed up to everyone else. Now the Royals are backing up, and suddenly they're closer to Detroit in fourth than they are to Cleveland in first.
The Tigers are just a game over 500, but they went to this youth movement, and it's working out.
And well, I've tried giving them some energy.
I've tried to tell you all year that's a team, that's an organization that's coming.
Not really.
I don't know when they'll get there, but they're coming.
Whatever.
Since August 11th, the Detroit Tigers, let me count this up. 6, 7, 8. Talk amongst yourself.
So we're talking about 3 weeks for a team that basically was out of it and playing for nothing. They might sort of be playing for something now, but I really, again, not a threat.
15-5. 15-6, I'm sorry, since August the 11th.
Well, good for them.
And they've beaten some decent teams in that time. They took 2 of 3 from the Yankees. They swept Seattle. They won 2 of 3 against Boston. They are currently in a series against the Padres. Tough. Lost game one of that series. It resumes tonight. Then they have Oakland, Colorado, Baltimore, the Royals, Baltimore, Tampa, and the White Sox.
Uh-oh.
They have a schedule that looks like they could stay in this hunt.
Well, while the Royals are playing Minnesota and the Yankees, the Tigers are playing Oakland and the White Sox. Is that right?
Colorado.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's kind of an uh-oh if you're a Royals fan.
You're an insufferable.
Why?
Front runner.
How is that controversial?
Uh-oh. You know what I'd do if I was a Royals fan? Guess.
You can't tell me they're not
tell
nervous.
Tell me what I'd do.
Are they not nervous?
But tell me what I'd do.
Run and
punch
hide?
In the nose.
Run and hide.
No?
That's what they should be doing.
It's interesting. The Royals got to get this thing turned around somehow. And I don't know. Who's pitching tonight?
Lugo.
Reagans?
Lugo. V. Lively.
That'll be a tough one for Kansas City.
You never really know what you're going to get from Ben Lively. He'll either give up a home run and like 2 runs, or he'll implode in one inning, and it'll go bad for him. Hopefully, it's the former.
Royals have nothing that you look at and say, "Oh, they'll get that one." They've got Minnesota at home after this series, in New York to play the Yankees, at Pittsburgh. Now Pittsburgh's kind of fallen apart. But if they catch Skeens, Keller, and Jones in that
pitching
series.
There's nothing wrong with Pittsburgh's pitching.
By the way, they get Skeens and Jones in the first 2 games of that series.
Yeah, tentatively.
As it sets up right now. Then they have Detroit and the Giants at home. They go to Washington. Washington's not real good, but Washington's a little scary because they got all these young guys.
Could be.
And then they finish the season with 3 at Atlanta. Those could be meaningful games for Atlanta. So we'll see.
That Detroit series with the Royals is going to loom large on what happens relative to the postseason.
Well, Minnesota better get it together, too, while we're at it. They're not exactly putting on a big push.
Not yet, but people still think that it will happen at some point because of their pitching.
Their pitching.
And their offense.
Their offense?
Yeah.
They just lost. They've split 2 games with Tampa. They got 2 more left with the Rays. Then they go to Kansas City. They're at home against the Angels. The Reds. They go to Cleveland for 4. Boston for 3. At home against Miami and at home against Baltimore to end the year. And you check that stuff. If yeah. you're a baseball fan.
It's time. It's time to check it. It's
you're nervous.
Scoreboard watching.
You're not as nervous as you were. You're feeling pretty good about things right now.
Sure. Why shouldn't I be?
Tonight, you got a chance to go 6.5 up.
That'd be nice.
Or it could be cut to 4.5.
Yeah. It was 4.5 yesterday, and I felt pretty good. So
yeah, but you wouldn't feel as good. This is a day-to-day game. You only feel as good as yesterday's game.
Mostly, yeah. But again, as long as I'm going to wake up tomorrow in first place, then I'll be fine. And I'm
going
to wake up tomorrow in first place, and I'll be fine.
Hey, we're talking on MLB today about the Cleveland bullpen and how much they've been worked. They said only 39 times in 139 games has a Cleveland starter pitched into the seventh inning. That's amazing. So that bullpen, will it hold up for you?
I think so, because the rotation has never been more stable. And Bibee gave you 6 last night. They've got like 3 or 4 starts in a row where the starter has allowed 2 hits, which is pretty impressive.
Or maybe they said the 6th inning. Did they?
Maybe.
39 times out of 139 games, a starter's pitched into the 6th inning?
Yeah, well, think about it. The rotation earlier had Logan Allen, Tristan McKenzie, Carlos Carrasco. Now it has some veteran pieces, and you're feeling pretty good about it.
You better hope that bullpen doesn't just fade out in October.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, they were talking about that.
Well, I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Well, I listened to it.
Made
sense to me.
Their appearances are okay, but their pitch count is not that high because they breeze through their innings and do pretty well.
We'll see. Meanwhile, we're a night away now from the NFL opener. Chiefs-Baltimore in Arrowhead Stadium tomorrow night. Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star, who covers the Chiefs, frequent guest on our show, will join us at 3:25 to help us break that game down. But that's not all we have for you on the show today. At 2:25, Weston Schartz, head football coach at Cape and Mount Carmel. They are now a 4A high school, which seems odd, but that's where we are. It's based upon enrollment. And Weston Schartz joins us. They open the season Friday night against Andover. At 2:45, Mark Grogan, who runs our golf tournament for League 42, it's 1 month from today up at Sand Creek Station in Newton. Mark Grogan will join us, former Wichita State baseball player. He's taken on the responsibility of running the tournament, and he'll give you the details, and hopefully a few of you will sign up. At the top of hour number 2, Mike Furches with us to talk some pop culture as we have our weekly visit with Mike. And then, of course, Jesse Newell at 3:25. Tomorrow on the show, I've booked Scott Merkin, MLB Chicago White Sox beat writer. We got to talk to him. He's been on the show to preview the White Sox for several years now. He's had to cover that team. They just lost, what's their record?
31-108, I believe, or 109.
I mean, you can't make that stuff up.
That is depressing.
They are 5-45 in their last 50 games. 31-109, they're going to zoom by the all-time record of futility set by the New York Mets in their inaugural season back in 1962. They have a run differential of 310 in the negative.
Not great.
That's getting outscored by 2 runs a game every game you play.
Correct.
Basically.
I believe the number was, you're right, 2.2.
Are you kidding? I mean, you can't, I don't care if you're playing with minor leaguers, and they are to a very large degree.
Well, it seems like it should be even higher, right? They're losing 9-0. They're losing 13-3.
But they've had Crochet and Fetty in their rotation for much of the year. Two pretty good pitchers, And who was the third guy in their rotation? Who's not terrible either.
I don't know. They've got Chris Flexen in there.
Nah, he's terrible.
I think they had Mike Clevenger for a couple starts.
He was there for a little bit.
I don't think there is a third guy, is there?
Maybe not. Flexen, boy. 2-14.
He's bad.
Crochet, 6-10. He's not pitching a whole lot of late. Yeah, they brought in Mike Soroka, but is he even still with them? I've completely lost track of who is even on this roster.
I'm not sure if Soroka's still hanging around.
What do they do?
What do you mean?
In the off season?
I have no idea.
They can't be in the hunt for the top draft pick based on some ridiculous
thing. They can't even pick in the top 10 this year.
Well, that's crazy.
How sad is that?
That's awful.
It's horrible.
Makes me feel bad for them.
I feel bad for them.
They don't have DeYoung anymore. He led them in homers. Luis Robert's been hurt. He probably doesn't ever want to put on that uniform again. Andrew Vaughn has to be... These poor guys. Andrew Benintendi's a decent player.
Not this year.
Well, he's terrible. Who could be good? Who in the world could be good for a team like that?
I don't know.
He had no compassion.
Probably. I just said I felt bad for him. But there's also not a whole lot of love lost there because they're a division rival, and we've had some knockdown dragouts with them over the years.
Well, I started to say, isn't baseball a better place when the White Sox are pretty good?
I don't know.
Aren't the White Sox one of those franchises? Don't they kind of have the history that makes you sit up and take notice?
Well, what, I
don't
guess.
Don't we care collectively in baseball about the White Sox?
No. Why would we?
What would they rank in that historical collective amongst the 30 teams in Major
League Baseball?
What do
you know them most for? A cheating scandal.
Yeah, but I kind of know them for Bill Veeck and the crazy uniforms they used to wear and, you know, some of that stuff.
They won a World Series as recently as about 20 years ago.
Yeah, Paul Konerko, A.J. Pierzynski. They had some decent players.
Some really good players. Really good pitching.
Dick Allen spent some good years in Chicago with the White Sox.
Ron Karkovice.
Frank Thomas. My goodness.
Kelly Gruber, I think,
Ron
had a stop there.
Wasn't that good.
Carlton Fisk played there.
Carlton Fisk was good. Tom Seaver went to the White Sox.
He did.
They've had some pretty good guys.
Absolutely.
I'll ask you your top 10 all-time White Sox if we ever have a moment in the show to do that.
All right.
We have one now. You got it?
No, I don't. Lance Johnson.
He's not a top 10 all-time.
Oh, you're asking me top 10 best and not top 10 favorite?
Top 10 best.
Well, you got Frank Thomas would probably be number one. Konerko would be up there. Dick Allen would probably be up there. They've had some pitchers over the years.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who I would put.
Jermaine Dye might be there.
Where can I find this stuff? All I want to do is find it. Your guy Grady Sizemore is their manager right now. You got to feel bad for him.
Well, it's too bad.
Isn't he your guy?
He was at one point. Kind of bounced around later in his career, and we lost touch with him a little bit. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a list of all-time leaders for the White Sox. Which you'd think I could find very easily.
You would think.
But I can't.
Well, I can find it actually pretty easy. Their best player ever is Luke Appling, believe it or not.
No, Shoeless Joe's their best player ever.
Well, Luke Appling has the most White Sox war because he played there for his entire career. They got some retired numbers. Harold Baines, Nellie Fox, Minnie Mignoso would be up there.
Their leading winner as a pitcher, Ted Lyons, 260. Of course, more contemporary is Mark Burley. And then Wilbur Wood ranks fifth.
They've got 10 retired numbers, and I dare say those will probably be your top 10 White Sox. Nelly Fox, Harold Baines, Luke Appling, Minnie Minoso, Louis Aparicio, Paul Konerko, Ted Lyons, Billy Pierce, Frank Thomas, and Mark Burley. And they've also retired Carlton Fisk. So you might put him in there instead of Billy Pierce, but that's pretty good. That's a pretty good list.
And, of course, you can't mention the White Sox without talking about Steve Stone.
Really?
He's been their broadcaster forever.
Yeah, he was with the Cubs for a while.
And Harry Carey.
But Steve Stone's years as a pitcher were with Baltimore.
Right, but
won a Cy Young
over there. I always think of Steve Stone. Of course, with Harry Carey.
And then Hawk.
And Hawk Harrelson. So two legends in the booth.
He has been there.
How long was Harry Carey with the White Sox before he went to the Cubs?
I don't know. Not very long, I don't think.
Not too long. But he made a mark.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. You looking forward to the NFL?
I guess I better be. Is the game tomorrow on Peacock exclusive?
No, it's on NBC and Peacock. Friday night's game from Brazil, the Packers and Eagles. Exclusively on Peacock.
Is that the dumbest thing you've ever heard of in your life?
I don't think so, because that's the way we're going, and these people are directing us that way, and there's not a darn thing we can do about it. They're willing to put up with some short gain pain because the long term is streaming.
No, I'm talking about going to Brazil to play a game.
I don't mind it.
They can't even leave.
Look how festive it's going to be.
They can't even leave their hotel because it's so dangerous, and the water's bad. And
look how festive it's going to be.
I don't care about the festivities. I care about players not being killed.
Well, I don't think that's a. I think they'll be okay. I mean, Brazil. I don't know. What do you want me to say about it?
Just play the game in Philly or Green Bay and let's move on.
They're expanding their footprint.
Yeah, but those are two really good fan bases that probably want a home game and would feel
sure
good
they
about
are.
It.
But again, the NFL has to pay attention to that.
No, they don't.
No, they have to pay attention to taking care of fan bases.
I disagree.
But also expanding the game.
I disagree. There's no expanding the game. They have so much money that it's beyond comprehension.
Well,
domestically, they're just fine.
They've certainly expanded the game.
I guess. I don't know that they really need to. It's an American sport through and through. I don't know if it'll ever really catch on in Brazil or Germany.
We'll watch the game Friday and see if it catches on. Place will be bonkers.
You sure about that?
You watch. Okay?
I will watch.
And get back to me.
I doubt I'll get back to you. I'm not going to get back to you.
When you see the atmosphere, just send a text. By the way, Jackson Duda, 1-0.
Really?
Win last night.
Did he get the goal?
What did I say the score would be? 1-0, Mays JV over Goddard Eisenhower last night. So congratulations to Jackson Duda. We'll take a break, come back, talk with Weston Schartz, head football coach at Wichita, Cape, and Mount Carmel. That's next.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Weston Schartz, he joins us. Oh, mental capacity could be in question here. How are you?
Bob, I've never been better. It's beautiful outside.
Good.
Well, season's coming up. Beautiful.
You do love coaching football. You get another shot with Cape and Mount Carmel. Last year, a very successful year that ended with a loss in the 5A title game to Mill Valley. Now you're in 4A. How are you adapting to the mental aspect of now being in class 4A?
Well, you know what? You're probably not going to believe this. It's no different. We still in the City League. We still play a tough 8-game schedule. And then that 9th game, we'll see who we play. But there's some really good 4A teams out there. You know, probably 5 or 6 that could compete at the 5A level. And, you know, you have to beat those good teams in order to get there to the state championship game, but there's some really good programs in 4A, and you know, we're not taking anything for granted because we did step down a classification, and you know, but we're still playing the City League schedule, which we're excited about. So not a lot different, just you know, trying to get better every week.
What's your main takeaway from last year? You get to the state title game, obviously you have a really good season. So what have been your primary thoughts about last season as you approach this season?
Well, it was a really a fun season to coach. We had some good young men. We had a great running back, obviously, in Amari Elias. He's no longer with us. And he's at Air Force Academy playing and doing a great job. But, you know, going into the season, we Mill Valley, we got beat by a better team that day. They were more physical than we were. They were bigger than we were, more athletic than we were. And we knew in order to compete at that level for a state championship, we had to improve some things. And number one, it was we had to improve on our defense because we gave up a lot of points last year. And we had to get stronger in the weight room, and we've done both. Our kids have hit the weight room since the day after the Mill Valley game, and we have gotten a whole lot better on defense because we returned quite a few starters from last year's team. Those two areas, we had to get better in.
A home game for Cape and Mount Carmel coming up Friday night at the Stryker Complex. They take on Andover. So you mentioned you gave up a whole lot of points, but you scored a whole lot of points. You've been coaching a long time, and you've had some really good teams. That offense last year, though, was something else. Did you enjoy those kind of shootouts that you guys were involved in some of those football games last year? Or do you prefer the Western Sharks' kind of tried-and-true way of grinding it out?
You know, Bob, we did score a lot of points, and no, I don't like getting in games where you have to score 40 or 50 to win. Let us beat you 14-7. You know, let us play better defense, and we just didn't play great defense last year. I want to get in games where it's a slugfest, but I don't know if that's going to happen anymore. Everybody gets on these video games and they find these new formations and these new plays and doing that type of thing. And they open it up and they make you, you know, defend the field. But if you look at the really good teams, the Mill Valleys, the Derbies, and the Northwests, and some of those teams, they only have three or four running plays. And what they do is they get in all these crazy formations, run the same plays. So I'd rather it be a old fashioned slugfest. Those days are over. We're probably the only team that still lines up in the eye and runs off tackle and traps and does some things. And I think that causes people problems because they only see it once a year. So, you know, they see the spread and they practice it all summer, but we give them a little something different every time they play us.
So how do you adapt personally? I know maybe that's not your number one forte because you do like to do the things that have worked in the past, but if you know the opposing offenses are going to play that way and probably score a lot, how do you combat that to where, you know, without a guy like Omari Elias anyway, that you're going to score enough to be successful?
That's a good question, Jeff. You know, my first year here, we didn't have Omari Elias. We were 10-2. So the system over here at Capen has worked. And we're not going to change a whole lot. Actually, if you look at it statistically, the last 4 years we're here, we were in the top three or four every year in 5A offensively and scoring points. So what we do, we're pretty confident in our system. We don't have to, when we start practicing in the summer, we don't have to put in a new system. We don't have to give new names for plays. We don't have to give new sets. It's just, come on, they can do it in their sleep type of thing. And if you look at like Mill Valley, they were in three different running plays. So we're not going to change. We're going to do what we do right. And you know, we may run a little bit more option this year than we have in the past because to run the option, you don't have to have a great offensive line. You just have to be assignment sound, and that's kind of where we're at right now. But I'm not worried about that part. We'll score enough points to win football games, and I'm confident of that.
Talking with Weston Sharks, how many years is this coach? How many years now as a head coach?
Well, you and I got something in common. League 42, it's my 42nd year coaching.
Wow.
And 42 was my favorite number in high school and middle school. John Brockington, Green Bay Packers. He's a guy I grew up idolizing. So hopefully that'll bring me a little bit of fortune this year.
John Brockington. I remember that now. Oh, yeah.
Greatest running back in history of the NFL.
There you go. I think you'd get maybe one other vote from his family member that's still alive. So we've talked about your offense. You lose a lot of people, including Amari, who's will go down as one of the greats in City League history, no doubt. So you lose a lot from that offense. But you have quite a bit coming back on defense, including a guy, senior linebacker Kyle Kea, who's committed to Oklahoma State. Is this going to be a completely different look, Capen team? Is this back to winning some games, 14-7, 21-14, that kind of team?
Yeah, I would hope it is. We have a lot of kids coming back on D. Our linebacking crew is as good as it's been in 20 years for me. We play a 3-4. Our four linebackers are really good. We have Kyle Kea. And we have a couple good middle linebackers in Austin Howard and Cal Purvis. So, we can't move the ball on them this year. We go goal line defense every day, and we have a hard time moving the football. And last year, we kind of owned them. So either our offense isn't clicking or our defense is a lot better. And we think our defense is a lot better, and we got players on that side of the ball. You know, Jackson Daniels at safety, Noah Shrek at safety. These are fear starters. And I'd love to win. I'd like to win 2-0. You know, if we play that good a defense, that's what wins football games. And if you can play defense, you'll be in every game.
What's the vibe around just the athletic program overall? Because I'm pretty sure that when they brought in you and Steve Eck, who is the boys basketball coach, of course, this is probably what they had in mind. They played for a state championship in football. They won a state championship in basketball. The returns on those investments have been pretty solid. What's the mood?
Well, I always tell Chris Bloom, our principal, we got a bargain, because when Steve Eck came, you knew we were going to win, and got free in baseball and our track team was good. The thing that I'm proud of on our athletic program is I get tired of hearing all this Cape and people tell me, well, in the 70s and 80s, we did this, this, and this. Statistically, last year was the most successful boys' season in the history of the school because of the state championships won and, where we placed in the city and those types of things. So we've done something this last year that they hadn't done since Capen opened, was played for a state championship in football, win it in basketball, win it in track, great cross-country team, good wrestling. So, we've turned the tide a little bit. And the reason for it is they brought some good quality people in. They've let us coach. The parents have let us. They've been supportive. The kids have bought in. And we're probably the oldest staff in the country. I think Steve Eck is 97 years old, and I'm close to 80. So, you put us two together, we got an ancient staff. But it's been great coaching Steve Eck. I when he came, somebody said, we win. I said, yeah, he'll win, and he'll win quick. And I don't know how he does it. I still don't know how he does it, but he's fantastic. And the school is really proud of that.
If only you'd won that football game, then you'd have a trifecta. But that's the way it goes. Steve and whoever the track coach is are doing a great job over there. I couldn't resist, Wesson.
I set myself up. I did. Hey, Jeff, I just want to tell you, $20.50 from your time at McAdam Plumbing Pool that you didn't show up and I covered for you.
I appreciate that. Hey, I've got a question for you. Did you ever read that Johnny Carson book I loaned you, and when do you think I might get that back?
Well, you know what? I used it for firewood during COVID, so you're not going to.
Well, you said on Facebook you read 3 books this summer, so we were proud of you. Apparently that's not one of them.
Too. That wasn't one of them. That was burned a long time ago. But no, I was real proud of myself reading 3 books. For me, that's fantastic. And none of them.
That brings you to 5 total.
Boy, I'm setting myself
up. We could do this all day.
This is like softball for you guys. But I've seen you pitch some softball, Bob, so probably not.
Wesson, we love you. We can't wait to watch your season unfold. Best of luck as you embark on yet another year, 2024. Thanks for being on.
Yeah. See you guys. Thanks.
Thanks.
Weston Schartz.
I will say that I did.
Like that with him for a long time.
Of course. I will say I did read the Johnny Carson book before I loaned it to him. It was quite good.
Weston will get it back to you. He's not in a rush for those kinds.
Yeah, it's only been 10, 11 years.
Yeah, that's the way things operate.
Of course.
It's the way we do things.
I don't care. He can have it if he hasn't burned it.
He hasn't burned it.
I know.
Joined by Mark Grogan, my friend, longtime friend, former co-worker at the Wichita Eagle, and also a former Wichita State baseball player several years ago, now a decade ago or thereabouts. Mark took on running a golf tournament for League 42. He has a special place in his heart for this organization and the kids who participate. And Mark, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. I absolutely do have a special place in the heart for this, and I still coach up at the Kansas City Urban Academy because I love trying to help people that need some guidance growing up. So,
well, we commend you for that, but you need to move back to Wichita and coach in League 42. We're always in always have a big need for coaches, but we'll talk about that another time. What we have is a golf tournament at Sand Creek Station. Right. It's 1 month from today, Friday, October 4th. We're very much looking forward to it. We know the day will be spectacular, sunny, cool, very little wind. What else can you tell us about that golf tournament?
Well, Bob, I don't want to say this tournament runs itself by now, but we have some very loyal sponsors. So I just picked up our premier sponsor's check. That's Mid-America Credit Union, and they have really backed us for this tournament. And, you know, Flying Monkey Beer and Wichita Brewing Company, Ziggy's Pizza, Emerson Biggins, everybody whenever I call them, they say, same thing as last year. And we really, really appreciate all those sponsors. They really backed this up. And originally, we talked about doing this to get some Wichita State baseball alumni more involved in League 42. And we'll have a good contingent this year. I believe, Ken Greenwood always backs this tournament. Tim Gaskell and Tim Raley both wrote some nice checks for donating. They can't make it this year, but Rick Rona, Terry Elliott, Mark Standiford, Mike McDonald, they're putting together a foursome. Frank Schulte comes in from Russell with his high school basketball teammates, and the Russell boys, they always come. So we've got some great backing from Wichita State alumni. So,
and we're still looking for some foursomes to participate, or people that just want to come and play golf. We'll put you in a foursome. How can people sign up to play?
Okay, well, right now we have about 21 foursomes, so we'd like to get about, I would say, in the range of 6 to 9 more. And they can go to league42.org and just click on golf tournament at the top to sign themselves up. And even if they can't make it, there are a couple, you know, ways to donate on there to the golf tournament. I've kind of encouraged people, if they can't make it, to go ahead and sponsor a foursome so we can get some people out there playing, you know, can offer them some foursomes to play and spend some money out on the course. You know, I actually went to a seminar a couple of years ago out at Sand Creek Station, and by the way, that golf course has really backed us. And anyways, they said the most important things about, you know, golf tournaments, people always talk about, did they have enough food and beverage? Did they have a nice golf shirt or giveaway? Those type of things. And Rob Gehrer has done a great job at Gear for Sports on our golf shirts. Standard beverage, Wichita Brewing, Flying Monkey, Heartland Coca-Cola, Ziggy's does some pizza for the pregame before the golf tournament, and then Luis Lopez is just awesome. He makes up some tacos and Mexican rice and stuff like that. It's just outstanding at the end of the tournament during the awards ceremony. So I think it's a great tournament, and I think you were kind of kidding that it's never windy, and I think we've been pretty lucky. About 8 out of 10 years we have good weather, but Sand Creek Station is out in the open, so there's a little breeze out there for sure.
Yeah, we have great food. We feed you twice, as Mark said, before and after. We have good prizes. Most of those prizes are rounds of golf for other really nice courses in the area. So, and then we, of course, give away a driver and a putter and those kinds of things. So all kinds of things that you can win if you enter this tournament. It's $150 per individual, $500 per team. You can go to league42.org. There's an easy way to sign up. This money goes directly toward programming and facilities for League 42. And Mark, we can't thank you enough for everything you do to help us out. We look forward to this tournament coming up in 1 month, and hopefully I'll see you before that.
That sounds great, Bob. I really appreciate you having me on today. And
what's happened to the Royals, by the way?
Go ahead, sign up. Well,
I got to ask you, what's happened to the Royals?
Well, you know, did Vinny Pasquino, he had a broken thumb. So he was, one of three guys that were just lighting it up. Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador and him were a nice trio of hitters right in the middle of the lineup. And you take one of those out of there, and they're kind of in shock a little bit on their offense right now, I think, without him. But hopefully they picked up Tommy Pham and Robbie Grossman and Gurriel. And so hopefully they can get those veterans going a little bit. And not going to replace Vinny, but maybe those three can at least chip away at replacing him. And their starting pitching's, been solid, but the bullpen off and on has a little challenge. So right now they have a 4.5-game lead on the wild card, but they got to hang on because it's 20 games left. So,
Mark, thank you. We'll see you soon, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate it. We'll get together soon. Thank you.
All right, Mark Grogan talking about League 42's annual golf tournament coming up at Sand Creek Station on October 4th. I think our friend Max has put a team in that.
Really
Max
good.
Lazo. So hopefully we'll get a few more. If you're interested and have questions, you can contact me, league42wichita@gmail.com. We'd like to get, as Mark said, 6 to 8 more foursomes in that tournament and try to make it happen. All right. We
you
will
think,
take.
There'll be those extra Jersey Mike certificates again this year?
I don't know if we'll get those.
We ate pretty good off of those the last couple of months.
Well, we'll take a break, come back, and visit with Mike Furches. We'll talk some pop culture next.
It's radio.
It's the weirdest thing. I feel like I've been in a coma for about 20 years, and I'm just now waking up.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I remember playing some of my best ball when it was freezing outside.
Best what ball?
Anything that involved the ball, I played it.
Jeff Lutz.
Again, you played your best ball by yourself? I assume most people do. You've never got your shot blocked playing by yourself.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's the ball.
Learn it. Know it.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Mike Furches with us. He's willing to jump around a little bit as we go through a Wednesday show, joining us at the top of hour number two. Mike, hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I got up super early, not as early as Jeff, but went to my doctor's visit and had a great report and So I'm doing pretty good. And Tennessee's playing football, and Oklahoma's playing football, and KU. And, you know, it's that time of year that just how can anything be wrong with anybody?
Lots of football, lots of meaningful baseball still for one of us on the show, at least. So,
well, Mike's a Braves fan. He's got some meaningful baseball.
Well, that's true. So you are headed out on the road to see your favorite band. I believe I'm saying that correctly. Electric Light Orchestra, their final tour. You're headed out on the road to see them three times in a very short span. That's Jeff-esque.
Like that.
How much are you looking forward to it?
I'm going to tell you, Jeff is actually the one that inspired me. He don't know when I haven't said him, but, you know, Jeff with his love for the Eagles, that just it is actually the catalyst that inspired me to go see them this many times. I'm leaving on Friday. I will see them in St. Louis on Friday. Then I'll leave St. Louis Saturday morning to drive to Indianapolis and see them in Indianapolis, drive to my daughter's house in Ohio and stay for about 3 or 4 days with her. And then I'm taking all of them. I'm taking my daughter, my son-in-law, my grandson to see them as well, because their mama, she loved ELO about as much as I did. Not quite as much, but about as much. And it was her final big date. So we're going to share in a moment, and I'm looking forward to doing that with my grandson. It'll be his first ever big concert, so that'll be something he'll never forget.
That's awesome.
So I'm coming back. And
you know, I like ELO. I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead. My bad. I stepped on you.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is I'm going to Dallas. I've not bought tickets yet. Check the tickets, Bob. We can get tickets and go to Dallas, which is not that far away.
No.
So it's a Friday.
This is a very busy month for League 42, believe it or not. But
when's the Dallas show?
I think that's October the 6th. I'm not exactly sure of the date, but I'm looking for company. My wife will be tired of them by then, but I'm looking for company, and that will be the last chance I get to see them. But I think it's October the 6th. I'm not exactly sure on the date of that.
So I like ELO, too. We're talking with Mike Furches. I was a little concerned to read some of the reports about the seeming health of Jeff Lynn. What do you know about that?
Well, he's getting older, and
he is.
I think he's like a lot of people that over the years he's done so much. Of course, you know, Jeff Lynn kind of took it easy over a number of years and did a lot of production as opposed to singing and performing. So I'm a little concerned about that, but hopefully there will be no issues and he'll get through this tour without too much trouble. So he's just got to pace himself. I don't know how he does. I don't know how any of those big shows do it. And you think about bands like the Rolling Stones. Oh, that's, you still get up there and performing in front of 30,000 people, 30,000 people, the way he does. And he sings every song. But, you know, people like the Rolling Stones that have done it for so many years, and there's so many others, how they can control their voice and their vocal cords is, to me, it's rather amazing how they can do that. So,
they know the tricks of the trade. Go ahead, Jeff.
Do they do the same show each time out, or they mix it up a little bit?
They mix it up. The last time that I went to see them, I got to speak with Donnie Harrison. Because they were actually looking, with Mary Jane, with her being in the condition that she was, they were actually looking at trying to set something up where we could meet Jeff Lynn and the band. And Donnie was telling me that Jeff Lynn, this is his words, Jeff is very anal in the way he performs shows, and that he has a set way that he does things and the way he performs, and they may change a song or two a night, but pretty much are doing the same show every night. And it's about 2 hours, a little over 2 hours, and every song they play is a hit. So it's still a fun show.
Talking of pop culture with Mike Furches, who joins us almost every week to do this and has for, 7 years now? Has it been that long?
It's been that long. It's been a great ride. So I've really enjoyed doing it.
What movies have you seen recently that have sparked your interest? I think, what was the one we were talking about last time? It Ends With Us. Nicholas, I think you saw that, right?
Yeah, we did see that. And that, I mean, that was okay. I've been actually disappointed in the last number of movies I've seen. And the last two especially I've been disappointed in. The last two especially I've been disappointed in, despite the praise of one of them by quite a bit of people, and it's just it was disturbing. So,
which ones?
The Reagan movie, and if you want to make a movie, a biopic, present the story. Don't present the biopic just to make the person look good. And there's a lot of things in that time, particular time. I got to interview with Jack Hillary. I don't know if you remember Jack Hillary. He was a liberal Rush Limbaugh that was nationwide, and he interviewed me on his show. I still got copies of that show where I spoke with him. There were things that Reagan did that most of us can appreciate. I miss the days where Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan could find a way to work across the aisle. But there were a lot of things like with psychiatric and mental health care that was a whole other issue. And none of the bad was touched on. The acting was, Dennis Quaid's okay. He's not what I would consider one of the great American actors. He's a good actor, but he's not a great actor. So I was, to see all of the hype of that movie and then to be so disappointed in it. So, and then Afraid is another one. It wasn't that bad, but boy, is it getting blasted by the critics. And Afraid is basically it's a take on AI and how the AI in the home, it's a step beyond Alexa and some of the other devices that actually listen to us and suggest ads at Facebook and things of that nature. So those are the last two that I've seen.
I got a Netflix recommendation for you, and that would be the docu-series, I guess it would be, also kind of like a TV show. There's a lot of acting in it and portrayals. The six-parter about Wyatt Earp, extremely interesting, just very well done. And if you haven't watched that, Mike and Bob, you should watch it immediately.
I'll check it out because I've always liked Wyatt Earp, so that sounds quite interesting. Is that a newer series, Jeff, or is it new, or is it older?
Yeah, it just came out last week or the week before. It's new, and it's spectacular, and I've always been interested in that Old West.
What is it?
It's a series about Wyatt Earp, and it's just so good.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like her.
Well, I got to check that out.
Yeah, I've got the luxury of checking it out. I've got the luxury of checking it out as soon as we get done on the telephone. So, Does it touch on the Wichita connection at all with Wyatt Earp? I'm sure it probably does, don't it?
It's mostly about his, it's called Wyatt Earp and the Vendetta Ride. It's mostly about him going after people who killed his brothers, and they're called the Cowboys, and there's a leader of that group, and they were after each other for quite a few years, and it's just very interesting how everything played out. They were it's just good.
Yeah, and I'm going to sit there on a chair. I'm going to actually watch that this afternoon and start watching it. So, because I love Wyatt Earp. I love that era of westerns as well. Something super special about it.
I'll watch it at some point, but any opening I have right now, I'm going back and watching Newhart. And,
well, you can watch Newhart. You should take two or three days out to watch this series. It's mostly
about... I'm just hooked on Newhart. You know how it is.
It's mostly about the gunfight at the OK Corral and the fallout from that. It's just go watch it, man.
Why can't I just watch Newhart?
You can, but take two or three days off from Newhart.
No, I don't take days off.
Because once Newhart's
that's why
over...
it's binge watching.
Because once Newhart's over, it's over. There's no new episodes of Newhart coming out.
What'd you think of that show when it was on, Mike?
We talked about that a little bit last time. I loved A New Heart when it was on, and I loved both renditions of the two that everybody, the little hotel or motel type thing that they ran, and then him as a comedian as well. I loved A New Heart, and I'm with you, Bob. I'm weird, kind of like that. If I start watching something, I can't watch anything else, especially if it's a series. I have a hard time watching anything else. I went through 14 seasons of Blue Bloods, doing exactly what you're talking about, and I didn't watch anything else until I was done with Blue Bloods, except go to a movie a couple times a week.
The worst or best example of binge watching that I have is watching a complete season of Ozark in one day, and I think there's 10 episodes, one hour each at least.
Yeah, those are not the 20-minute episodes either.
So I spent one day down in my basement. My wife wasn't interested in watching Ozark. She may have been gone somewhere, but I watched every episode in one day, and I've never binged anything like that before.
I watched two episodes of Shorzy in one day, or two seasons.
Yeah, but that's 15 minutes.
Those are 20-minute shows, yeah.
It's easy to do that.
You got compared to Newhart and some other stuff. I know that you and Duda love that show. It's a good show, but compared to Newhart, you know, 40 years from now, we're not going to be sitting down talking about that, even if we're around.
No, we won't.
We won't either. And we're still talking about Newhart.
Well, you guys are. I don't know if anybody else is.
That is a decent point. But my counterpoint to that would be that people in our age range probably go watch a lot of that because it's one of those shows that you sit down and you feel good about watching. It's just funny. It's good-natured. The writing is amazing. It's just, I don't know, it's just a great television show. I don't think Shorzy would be classified as a great
television show. And if it's not the best show, Mike, the show I'm about to ask you about is they're talking about a reboot for Scrubs. I have been watching Scrubs. I started in like season six and watched from there till basically the end. Did you ever watch Scrubs? And how interested would you be in a one or two season reboot of that show?
I'd give it a shot. I did watch Scrubs. And I like Scrubs, but I think we're talking about something that's quite interesting. Is that the interest of programming among people of the time? We're talking about TV programs that are of your time that you grew up with. You know, and for me, it'd be something like MASH or Gunsmoke or Perry Mason or some of those old type of classics. But the entertainment media, the movies, the pop culture of our world, they definitely have an impact on generations of people. And, you know, we forget about that. There's folks like Bob and I, when I mentioned Gunsmoke or Andy Griffith or something, it's like, oh, yeah, those were great shows. And then when you mentioned Scrubs, which I did watch and really did enjoy, they're like, what the heck is he talking about? I never heard of that show. So, but pop culture has such an impact on people. And that's one of the reasons I love it. And I think that it's so important to stay on top of aspects of pop culture just to see, you know, to see where the hand and where society is at right now.
All right. Well, it's created by Bill Lawrence, who also has made the Jason Sudeikis show. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
The soccer.
Bill Lawrence made the coach, you know what I'm talking about.
No, tell us.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, we know him. What's the name of the show?
Shorzy?
What's wrong with you?
What is the name of the show? Why don't you tell me?
I'm not telling you because you opened
Max
this up.
Max Lazo. Freddie.
No.
What is that show called? Ted Lasso.
Good grief, Mike.
There you go.
Mike.
One of the shows that is one of the great shows of our time that has drawn in audiences of all ages. So, yeah, Ted Lasso.
I haven't watched season three yet because I heard it wasn't as good, and I'm weird like that. But I'll watch it.
It's possible to have that Dexter moment where you think I watched all that for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me ask you about a movie that's coming up this month. And the two stars were promoting it recently. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Wolfs. Now, you put those two in a movie, you feel like that's a guarantee, slam dunk. Is it?
You would think so. You would most definitely think so. Those are two names that gets my interest in to go see a movie without too much of a problem at all. And, there's other movies like that. But those two, I think... I've seen some stuff on Wolf, and it looks like it's going to be quite good to me. So, and then there's another one I'm seeing that I'm really kind of – I've seen stuff that are just now starting to drop trailers and stuff on it, starring Will Smith. Do you know what that is, Jeff? You're a Will Smith fan, or used to be.
I am.
You are.
I do not know the new Will Smith project that's coming. No, I'm sorry.
Popeye. Popeye the Sailor Man. Yes, it's
really?
With Will Smith. Yes, it's you know, and it looks, it actually looks kind of good. So we'll see about that one too. There's a lot of good stuff coming out at that time of year where we see all this stuff that people are getting ready for things. But yeah, there's a lot of good things out there as far as television and movies. And there's a new one on Netflix as well. It's in Spanish, and I can't think of the title of it, but it's getting all kinds of rave reviews about a medical team and the interaction between the medical team on the show. So, but it's Spanish speaking, but you know, I can read and I understand some Spanish, but that looks, it's getting rave reviews and doing really well at Netflix right now. I'm apologize if I can't think of the name of it, but there's a lot of good things out there that we can do, whether it be music or movies or, you know, for me, Bob, I'm golf sounds real good. And one of these days I need to talk to my son about getting a foursome rec together for tournament player with a foursome is so much easier than a single play.
Yes, it is. All you need to do is putt well, and you have value to your team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let us know. I had a question. Oh, I have DirecTV, and they're in a dispute with ABC Disney. And that's unacceptable to me, especially since it just dropped on us. There was no forewarning.
Yeah.
There was no news. It just, Sunday night, we couldn't get ESPN. And so...
Yeah.
I'm going to drop DirecTV, I think, but I don't know what I do then. Jeff has this idea of Roku, and the problem is I've got three televisions. I don't want to go buy three new televisions.
Yeah, do your televisions, do they take HDMI input?
Yeah.
A cable. Well, you should be able to hook up Roku without any trouble then to any kind of television. You don't have to have a Roku television to get a Roku bar that works. I've got a Roku sound bar on my TV in the living room, and then I've got Roku on every other TV, and it runs off the same internet system, and I've never had a problem with it.
Well, why don't you know anything about this, Jeff?
Because I get the Roku TVs, and I don't have to hook anything up, or I just go off what the apps are, and I sign
well,
in.
What if I got one Roku television and then hooked up Roku to the others? Is that a solution, yes, I mean, potentially?
Sure, you get like an HDMI plug bar, an instant plug and play. And
I don't know what I got. I don't know. I've always been told I plug and play very well.
I don't know what that means.
It's like you take an input, kind of like would be on an old mouse with a cord, and you plug that into the TV, and it's wireless. And the Roku, the remote control, works off of that, or you can set any remote control, universal remote, up with that individual device. And Amazon has one as well. I just happen to have Roku because I think there's more options with Roku. But I've never had a problem with it. And I use a streaming service. I won't say which one. It's one that I kind of got after you was going through all your stuff, Bob. But I go through a streaming service with my internet, and I have no other things. And I use YouTube TV and then do my subscriptions. Of course, there's so many subscriptions now, I probably would be cheaper to have cable TV, but
I don't know what to do. I have DirecTV and all the streaming services. If you saw my bill per month, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm a Roku fan.
I'm the old man down the road, and I don't say that with any pride. I'm the guy that's spending way too much money and not really knowing why.
Yeah, so I've got the Disney.
Jeff, you got something smart to say?
Mike is the sweet hitchhiker.
with my Roku, with my ESPN Disney package, I watch ESPN, and I hardly ever watch anything on Disney. There's a new Marvel.
Yeah, I don't watch anything on Disney either.
So the reason
I watch Hulu.
Yeah, I do too. It's cheaper to get the package with Hulu, Disney, and Disney than it was to get just two of the two, so that's how come I have it. So, ESPN's every time with my Roku, not every time, but about 2 out of 10 times, I have to go in and re-sign in with ESPN, which is kind of a pain with the Roku, but it's worth it in the long run.
Mike, it's always a pleasure. Text us from the road. Let us know how those concerts are, okay?
I will. A lot of drive time, so I get to listen to the show when I'm driving. So I will definitely do it. You guys take care and have a good weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
Be safe. Thanks.
We'll see you soon. There's Mike Furches talking some pop culture. We'll take it for a minute or two here, Max, and give Jesse Newell some time. He's finishing up an interview, so I want to make sure we give him enough time to where he can come on the show.
Sure.
You never know who he's interviewing.
Well, we'll ask. We could. I mean, maybe.
Well, I mean, he might tell us.
Why wouldn't he?
Well, it might be some big deal, some off-the-record thing.
Could be.
You know, that's what reporters do sometimes.
Sometimes.
They don't want to divulge the sources. They want to, you know.
Just gather information.
Right.
I understand how it works.
Maybe it's an interview he'll want to tell us about. I don't know.
Anything's possible.
But the Chiefs open tomorrow evening at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Highly anticipated. One of the best games of the year. Both of those teams with legitimate Super Bowl hopes.
Yes, several teams
I was
in
listening
the AFC
to a show yesterday talking about this Baltimore offense with Zay Flowers and Lamar.
Derrick Henry.
And Derrick Henry and Mark Andrews. And look out. This could be a fun game tomorrow night.
Yeah, they could be fantastic. The Chiefs will probably be very good. And we'll see how it goes in week one.
Time for a break. We will come back, hopefully, with Jesse Newell after this. This is the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every every style, every home.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
We're going to put Jesse Newell off until 3:40. Give him some time to get his interviews done. I've been in communication with him.
Well, that's impressive.
Throughout the process.
Thank you so much for that.
Well, that's what I do. I'm a pro's pro.
Okay.
I want to make sure we're on the right page.
Sounds like we are.
We're going to pick 9 games this week.
We should be picking 10.
Which other one?
Colorado-Nebraska.
We'll talk about it. How about that?
All right. Just seemed a little hasty. I don't know why we need to pick Oklahoma State and Arkansas, if we're being completely honest.
There's more Oklahoma State fans here.
Yeah, but that's not that
that's
interesting.
That's why.
So it's an okay game.
It's a regional battle between
Arkansas. You know any Arkansas fans?
Of course I do.
Who?
Razorback fans?
Name one.
I've known many throughout my life.
Okay, well then you'll be able to.
I don't know that I know one right now. But Arkansas, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, my gosh, man.
And we
you not have any knowledge of history?
We didn't have Texas, Michigan on the initial list.
Do you not care about any kind of history?
I care about history, but just tell me an Arkansas
Oklahoma
fan.
State's a top 20 team, top 15 team.
And you're going to make me pick them.
I don't care what I make you pick. That's one of the games we're picking.
Unfortunate.
It's
not the best Big 12.
We certainly
game.
Have a lot of Nebraska fans in this area too. Although, are there? Yeah, but are they happy? No.
Ralph.
Ralph's happy. Happy go lucky.
My friend Wyatt is a Nebraska fan. My former boss Kim Wilhelm is a Nebraska fan.
I don't know anything about all that. I don't have time to look into that. That kind of stuff.
Well, that's why I have the information
already. Whether they're a Nebraska fan or not, that's not relevant to me.
I'm just telling you.
I'm not a Nebraska fan, although I have respect for that program and the way those people in Nebraska adore, maybe too strong a word now, but
they care.
They show up in droves. And having covered many games, probably 10 or so, in my career in Lincoln, that's an incredible college football atmosphere.
Absolutely, one of the best.
OU's right there, Texas.
There's a lot of good ones.
There's a lot of good ones.
Michigan, Ohio State.
I never covered a game at Michigan or Ohio
A&M.
State.
Remember, we covered a game at Auburn.
I did cover a game or two at Texas A&M. Yeah, I covered a game at Auburn. Kansas
I was there.
State.
That was a good day.
Can't remember. Colorado's a pretty good venue.
Doak Walker Stadium? I don't know what it's called.
No, you don't have a clue.
What is Doak Walker Stadium? Is that Florida State?
Trying to think of the other venues I've been to cover college football. I was at the L.A. Coliseum.
There's no Doak Walker Stadium.
For a K-State game back in the day.
There should be.
In fact, the Saturday before 9/11 at the L.A. Coliseum.
Yeah, I remember.
Kansas State. You don't remember.
I wasn't
what
there.
What were you
but
doing?
I remember. You guys got back. Bruce didn't get back.
What were you doing? What did you say that weekend? Who babysat you?
Yeah, I was 30.
Well, you were 19.
I don't think I needed a babysitter at that point in my life.
Do you remember me being gone at all? Do you have any recollection of
not
that?
Not really. No, I don't.
Really?
No.
Well, thanks a lot.
I don't have a recollection of many things.
Well, that kind of hurts my feelings.
It's not going to be easy to write my autobiography.
I'm going to sit here one day. One day I'm just going to come down here, and I'm going to embark on the journey. You know what I'm saying?
Of?
League 42.
Okay.
Do I have it in me?
I don't know.
Many would say no.
Who?
Me.
Who else? Me?
Hold on.
All right. I don't know what you're going to do as far as League 42 goes. You should have a book in you, but approaching 70, I'm not sure you really do.
Let's get to future Bob.
Oh, really?
Hello, Bob.
Howdy. Yeah, I got a question for you, Bob. You probably know it. You've been watching that Bob Newhart show. What was that guy's name that wore the blue jean overalls, was the maintenance man for him? He always came
Tom
up
Poston.
With some... Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
Tom him. Poston.
Yeah.
Plays George Utley. Is that all you needed, future Bob?
Oh,
even
yeah,
you're calling him future
much.
Bob.
keep pushing them K-State Wildcats and the Jayhawks on the victory.
We certainly will, and we appreciate your call. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, future
let's
Bob.
Get to Jim 35
what?
Quickly. Quickly. This may be the oldest back-to-back callers in the history of talk radio.
Oh, it has to be.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, back in the day, that chicken shit from Nebraska.
Whoa, watch out now.
Took Nebraska into the Big Ten. And I said, he's going to be in the bottom of the Big Ten and the bottom of the barrel, and he was. Anyway, the patriarch of
Tom
Omaha,
Devaney?
This, until recently, until he died, they would sell the tickets they sold, and he would buy the rest of the tickets and call it a sellout.
Well, that happens a lot.
You guys knew that, didn't you?
Yeah, I nothing gets by me. I was
right,
completely aware.
Right.
In fact, I was going to talk about it very quickly.
Me too.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to hear from you.
Don't be a
stranger.
He's so gone. What do you think the point of that call was?
I don't know. Don't know.
At least we got to hear from him.
At least we heard from him. We know he's okay. And those are two guys, Bob and Jim, that mean a lot to me personally.
Really?
Of course they do.
Well, one of them is you, so that helps.
I would love to have a cup of coffee, I started to say. I don't drink coffee. But it'd be fun to hang out with them.
Go to breakfast sometime, maybe?
Yeah. Bob, if you want to give Max a call and give him your phone number and you have any interest at all.
Bob, you can just give him Bob's number.
In going to lunch or going to breakfast or something like that. You can give that to Max. I don't know that you will. You don't certainly have to. He may be saying, why would I want to go meet this Yahoo?
Right. I've already been to him.
Shut up. I mean, seriously.
What? What?
Just please.
Well, would that be fun? Maybe.
Jesse Newell joins us from the Kansas City Star. Big one right out of the chute. Big, big one. The Chiefs at home against Baltimore tomorrow night at Arrowhead Stadium. Jesse, the time has arrived. This looks like an epic game. We thought it was an epic game in the AFC Championship game last year, and the Chiefs made it not an epic game. Do they have the capability of doing that again tomorrow?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, I remember walking up to, you know, the Raven Stadium last year, and it did feel sort of like this was going to be the coronation. You know, the fans were obviously excited. They hadn't hosted a championship game in their stadium for, it was either 50 or 60 years. Obviously a raucous atmosphere before the game, but it did feel like this was kind of the time to take it away from the Chiefs. This was the opponent. This was the location. And then the Chiefs did something to the Ravens that no team had all year, which was sort of they punched them in the mouth and got them behind double digits, and all of a sudden the Ravens kind of didn't know how to respond to that and seemed to, you know, didn't run the football as much as they had the rest of the season, seemed to panic a little bit when things didn't go their way. And obviously the Chiefs defense had a lot to do with that, and being able to blitz Lamar Jackson, confuse him a little bit, and get the Ravens away from what they wanted to do. So, yeah, it'll be another great matchup. And, you know, again, we look at things like that, and with one ball bouncing one way or something going another way, or, you know, if Drew Tranquil doesn't catch Lamar Jackson completing a deflected pass to himself, maybe that goes for an 85-yard touchdown. And we're talking about the Chiefs playing the Ravens in Baltimore as, you know, a game that's happening because the Ravens won the Super Bowl last year. But like you said, I mean, about as good a matchup as you can start with, but the Chiefs defense will have its hand full again with Lamar Jackson, and now you have to deal with Derrick Henry as well.
I'm interested in the wide receiver situation because, you know, they have Rashi Rice coming back as a proven guy, but then you have Hollywood Brown who will miss tomorrow's game, and, of course, Xavier Worthy. Do you get the sense that Xavier Worthy will see increased production tomorrow because Hollywood Brown is out, or maybe kind of in spite of that? Does he kind of fill a bigger role even when Hollywood Brown comes back?
Yeah, so this is an interesting game for that, because I agree with the main point, which is like with Hollywood Brown out, they need Xavier Worthy to step on the field and be good right away and be somebody they can rely upon. But what's interesting is last year, at least, Baltimore was so good against deep passes and not allowing them. And we know Worthy, that's sort of his game. You know, the Chiefs have been wild with how he can track passes downfield, how he's been able to adjust his body and take good routes and catch them. So he's kind of one of those guys that even if he's running routes all game, kind of like MBS did last year, it's not going to take many plays for him to, you know, not do much. Okay, there's two catches for, you know, 78 yards, potentially a touchdown. A little bit like you remember with DeSean Jackson, what he did with Andy Reid back when he started his career in Philadelphia. So I don't know that this is the perfect matchup for Xavier Worthy because of how well the Ravens have been able to bring pressure, bring creative pressure, and not allow teams to get the ball downfield, especially against two of the best safeties in the league back there, including Kyle Hamilton. But at the same point, I do think the Chiefs need Xavier Worthy out there, and they need him to produce, and they need him to be reliable because Hollywood Brown's not going to be out there, and because the rest of their receiving core is more rotation pieces than guys that you would expect them to rely upon when you're talking behind Rashee Rice in that receiver room. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting matchup to start off with, but I do think they have high expectations for Xavier Worthy. I actually just wrote a feature on him today, and from the 18-minute interview they did with him at the NFL Combine, they loved his football intelligence and his smarts. And so we'll see if that plays up right away, if he's able to line up correctly and do all those small things to allow him to be productive in this first game of his NFL career.
Jesse Newell, our guest. We're talking Chiefs-Ravens. That kicks off the NFL season tomorrow night. So we saw that the Chiefs have picked up Samaje Perine.
P. Ryan.
Gosh, that name gets me every time, to back up Isaiah Pacheco. But then there's another guy in there, Carson Steele, and he opened some eyes in the exhibition season. He kind of has a feel of a guy that's going to have a decent role in this offense. Do you agree? Do you think Carson Steele can be a factor this early?
Yeah, I'll tell you why I never forget Samaje Perine's name is because 10 years ago, the KU beat writer went down to Oklahoma, and he had 430 or so yards in about 3 1/8 quarters and was able to set the college football NCAA football record for rushing yards in a game. And so, yeah, I heard Samaje Perine's name over the loudspeaker quite a few times that day and didn't forget it ever since then. But, no, you're right. Carson Steele is going to be a fan favorite. The guy has a pet alligator named Crocky J. Teammates have nicknamed him Crocodile. He's got the blonde flowing locks. He's a very likable kid. You know, I've been talking to him in the locker room this week, excited about, you know, what's ahead with him, and a guy that was an outside chance to make the roster and really just earned his way on. We talk about the Chiefs coach is loving guys they can trust and know where they're going to be and be in the right spots. And that's the one compliment Matt Nagy, the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs, gave right away to Carson Steele, is that he was in the right spots. Whatever they asked him to do, he was able to do it. So Nagy cautioned a little bit this week Carson Steele's role to say not to expect too much from him. It is going to be his first NFL game. He still is a young guy compared to the others, but I don't know that they have much of an option right now. I mean, Isaiah Pacheco, we know he's going to get a lot of carries in there. He loves a full workload. He worked on his hands in the offseason, so potentially can be in there more on passing situations as well. But Samaje Perine just got there, guys, and he's trying to learn a playbook. He's trying to learn what he can do in a week's worth of time. And so I think Carson Steele's going to have to get some carries, and he'll obviously be out there for special teams. He'll be out there for kick return and doing those duties. But I do think they're going to have to give him the football. And if they do, you know, he's broken tackles. He's shown a great ability to make guys miss and shown a nasty stiff arm in the preseason as well. So I'm actually interested to see how he does. I think the Chiefs should give him a few carries just to see what they have in this kid. And potentially if he can be sort of the thunder along with the thunder that Isaiah Pacheco has in that backfield. And if that's the case for the Chiefs, then they obviously got an undrafted Steele in Carson Steele and potentially can help their backfield with a guy that they didn't put many resources into.
What do you think about the matchup for the Chiefs defensively against Baltimore? Not much turnover. Do they hit the ground running? And what do they miss in not having Legarius Sneed, not only on the field, but as a locker room guy?
Yeah, I think, you know, Legarius was kind of a quiet sort of leader. He didn't say too much, but obviously the physicality started with him. You know, him seeing some of his highlights from last year where he's like jammed Tyreek Hill in the playoffs and put him on the ground. I mean, that felt like that's how that playoff game went. The Chiefs were the team in that, you know, frigid temperature that actually wanted to be out there, that wanted to play physically and that wanted to go win the football game. I think Legarius Sneed really embodied that sort of mindset from the Chiefs. And so they missed that from him, but they're going to miss his production as well. I mean, right now, guys, the secondary is a little bit of a mess just because the guys that you figure would be CB2 behind Trent McDuffie, they've all been hurt in training camp and have missed some time. So talking Jalen Watson, Joshua Williams, Nazee Johnson, there really has been no cohesiveness there. And Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator, even admitted earlier this week that nobody's really won that job. They're going to mix and match and see how guys do there. So I think you're right, though. You know, the one thing when I was breaking down this matchup and trying to come up with a prediction for it was I just kept coming back to it's interesting that the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, but yet Baltimore's defense is kind of what it normally looks like after you win the Super Bowl, which is they lost their defensive coordinator, they lost their defensive line coach, they lost their cornerbacks coach, and then they lost some guys in free agency that is totally natural. You know, Patrick Queen goes and takes a big deal from somewhere else. Jadeveon Clowney goes and takes a big deal from somewhere else. Whereas you look at the Chiefs sideline, you're like, well, they got their defensive coordinator back, their linebackers coach back, their D-line coach back, their cornerbacks coach back. And other than Legarius Sneed, they bring back a really young team that was pretty good a year ago. So I think if any game could play into sort of the continuity factor, these two teams you're looking at right now, the Chiefs would have the advantage because these guys know the playbook and they are with coaches they were with last year in roles that they were in last year when they won a championship. Can't say the same for Baltimore. So how much will that help? I can't tell you, but if I was going to lean the matchup in one team's favor or potentially look at this matchup and say one team might have a little bit of an edge, I would say the Chiefs for that reason. They're not loving where they're at injury-wise. They're not loving where they're at personnel-wise, but I think they have to love where they're at from a continuity standpoint, and that definitely means something this early in the season.
All right, just a minute or two left. I do want to ask you about Travis Kelce. We're talking with Jesse Newell from The Star. He'll be 35 in a month. They've built up some depth behind him at tight end. Do you expect him to have another big year? And secondly, what's the Taylor Swift factor going to be in 2025? It certainly can't be as front and center as it was last year, right?
I don't know. I saw some people online. The NFL put out a promo video for this year, a hype video for this year, and I guess like Taylor Swift was in it 5 or 6 times and Lamar Jackson was in it once. So potentially this thing is going to kind of continue to ride on, you know, throughout this season. But as far as Travis Kelce goes, I always have to look up the stat, but he's 4 months younger than Rob Gronkowski. And Rob Gronkowski had a Hall of Fame career, retired, came back, won another Super Bowl, and now he's been retired again for years. And still Travis Kelce is considered one of the best tight ends in the NFL at age 35. So is there going to be a step back? I think so. He's not as good yards after catch anymore. He's not as elusive or fast as he used to be, but he still has that ESP with Mahomes. And we talked to him yesterday at the podium, and he said if the coaches are going to try to take him out and limit his snaps, he's not going to be into that. He's not going to listen to him, just like he didn't listen to him in the Super Bowl getting in Andy Reid's face and bumping him there on the sidelines. So a little bit less production? I would think so. That's kind of natural with that position, especially at that position. But to think that Travis Kelce is not going to have an impact, I don't think you can say that either, just because him and Mahomes have such a special connection. He can find seams that other guys can't. So I guess we'll see how it turns out. I would expect lesser numbers from him, but still a huge impact because he still is Travis Kelce, and he's still working with Patrick Mahomes.
And we made it through this interview without mentioning three-peat. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of Jeff. Thank you, Jesse. It's always a pleasure.
Appreciate it, guys. Yep. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star. As tomorrow at this time, we'll be anticipating kickoff for this one. We'll all be watching it.
Think so.
You're welcome to come over.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that's a no.
We'll see how it goes.
That's just trying to be polite.
I don't know what it is.
You can bring Shannon. We'll have some Ziggy's pizza, whatever.
All right. Well, I'll check it out. We'll see what.
We welcome the company. Now I don't know what time you got to get up Friday.
Always pretty early.
Yeah, maybe you can stay for a half.
That could work.
Something like that.
Sure.
I want people to understand we do hang out at times.
It happens occasionally.
Once in a while. We're not mortal enemies.
Or
are we?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I would say probably not.
Probably not?
Typically.
Typically?
I usually am in your corner.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'm spent, man.
Why?
I just feel like I've worked this show. This show's required work.
Well, is that my fault?
Not really. I've had some issues going on during the show that I've had to deal with.
I've noticed
that. You always hate that.
I don't enjoy it.
It's not good. I don't like it either. But once in a while.
Are they not issues that could be resolved?
No, they're really not. They need to have some immediate response to.
All right.
And I don't normally do that. But today?
No, I get it. I had some work stuff going on yesterday that I attended to, and it happens.
Well, it can happen with you, and nobody notices.
Thank you. I am pretty seamless that way.
With me, you being so prominent.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll make our picks tomorrow with Max, the big fella, Jason Duda. We'll also talk White Sox baseball with Scott Merkin from MLB.com. See you then.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.